This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and what a world we are living in right now, huh? It's very frustrating for me to watch this pack of reeking scumbags declare a portion of an American city an autonomous zone. The Democrats always want to secede. You know, they have a fetish about that. But I don't think we should get frustrated because Trump hasn't sent the 101st Airborne in to power wash that portion of the city from Seattle's feces-bedecked streets. That's what the Democrats want. Trump is a better strategic thinker than all of the media geniuses, the hack politicians, and the Afghan war losing generals who cry about him. Is not only not going to give them the victory they crave, he's going to jam their cheesy plan down their throats. Now, the leftist plan to win in November corresponds with Trump's plan to crush them yet again. You may be skeptical. You may think right now Trump is reeling. But consider this. In the 5 years since he rode down that escalator bringing hell with him, how many times have they come at Trump and won? Zero. He spent half a decade on the edge of doom, and he's still here. And why would you think that the walls are suddenly closing in now? Because you shouldn't. And let's understand this strategic scenario. The long-term strategic objective of the left is to turn the United States into Venezuela, and they want to be Maduro. The major strategic objective that will put them in position to do so is victory in the November election. Everything happening right now is part of their overall strategy to achieve that objective. But what kind of operation are they using to achieve this objective? Now, there's two types of operations that are relevant here, kinetic and information. A kinetic operation is actual warfare. It's violence designed to defeat the enemy, cause his surrender by either physically destroying him or occupying his territory and compelling surrender. An information operation is designed to affect the perceptions and thereby the actions of the target. Kinetic ops tend to do something to the enemy, and the info op tends to get the target to do something to himself. And elections are usually information operations. They attempt to build a narrative and play on the perception and cause the target to take the action that will lead to victory. And that is to get the target, which is the electorate, to vote for the candidate the info operator wants elected. So what is the 2020 elections with the rioting and vandalism and violence and occupations? So far, it's still an information operation. It is not a kinetic one. They're trying to convince us that we are powerless, that everyone else supports their commie agenda, and there's no way we can possibly win. And their tactics are designed to create that impression and crush our morale. And they've got the 24/7 media hype, the outright media lies, the movie stars and their dumb PSAs, the stage statue attacks, the corporate solidarity proclamation, the social media cancellations, and the craven kneeling by people who are supposed to stand up for us. But another tactic familiar to any student of insurgencies is to provoke an overreaction by those in power in order to undermine its moral authority. What they want is to make us, including the president, think this is a kinetic operation and get our side to make fundamental strategic errors by failing to recognize the true nature of the threat. They hope that such a mismatch between perception and reality will then lead to gravely damaging blunders. And one of those would be for Trump to succumb to his legitimate frustration and sending in a bunch of federal troops to crack skulls in Seattle. Now, by trying to define this operation as a kinetic operation, That supports the leftist information operation goal of making Americans perceive the situation as out of control, of there being chaos, and of making the election of Grandpa Badfinger being the only thing that will resolve the situation. But there is no kinetic situation to resolve, at least none that is strategically significant in a kinetic sense. Despite the hype, the protests may have involved a peak of 2 million people across the country out of 330 million. That's nothing kinetically. It is significant informationally because it is pushed by so many cultural influencers. And the scurvy scumbags of Antifa hold essentially no ground except the turf they are physically standing on at the moment, and that is minuscule. Even in the hilarious Road Warrior Republic of Seattle is not even a rounding error or of a rounding error in terms of U.S. territory. It's significant only in the context of an information operation. Many of us conservatives are furious that Trump is doing nothing. This is the wrong thing to think. Trump is only doing nothing if this is a kinetic operation. Because this is an information operation, not going kinetic, sending in the troops, is doing something. In fact, he is employing the law enforcement component of his kinetic assets by having the feds wait and arrest Antifa types after the protests end and hitting them with hardcore federal rioting-related charges. Previously, they would get ticketed and released. Now, looking at a 5-10 stretch, the lawyers that their daddies hired to get these sunshine anarchists out of their beefs are going to be advising them to roll over so they can start back up at Cornell in September and not at Leavenworth to give up all of the organizers. It's a genius move. Trump can and should let Seattle's problem be Seattle's problem, a small-scale riot in a peripheral city known for coffee, drizzle, and droning, and music, which I like the music, is the very definition of a local problem. Why would Trump interject himself into it and relieve the mayor and the governor of the consequences of their failure to keep order? Why would he stop them from showing the electorate exactly what the reeking cesspool they could expect after Gropey Joe defunds the police looks like? And the truth of the matter is that scumbagistan is this giant zit on the face of the leftists, and why should Trump pop it? He's letting it fester for all of us to see, and he's winning the information war the longer he waits. And understand that the leftist establishment wants nothing better than for Trump to go kinetic. And that's why they're baiting him and hoping that those of us who are sick of these little red guards will pressure him into dropping in the paratroopers to bust some heads and get caught up on video, Kent stating up a bunch of fresh new martyrs. And Trump's just too smart for that. And frankly, the establishment is too dumb and undisciplined to carry it out. The media shot its wad in the hyperbolic reaction to clearing out the park in front of the White House, demonstrating that even the most gentle and restrained of kinetic actions was going to get transformed into Hitler's blitz across the Low Countries. And those generals screwed up too. They should have waited to wring their hands over Trump's violent and dangerous employment of the military until he actually violently and dangerously employed the military. When you've got a bunch of allegedly but not actually neutral and nonpartisan military figures with heaps of establishment street cred coming down on the president in the wake of a bloodbath, that could have had a devastating political effect, but they pulled the trigger too early. Madison Milley and the rest of the metal men that we're supposed to think are superb strategic operators, but who still haven't won the war against a pack of turban bandidos after about 20 years, screwed up yet again. They were supposed to deliver that info-op kill shot to divine Trump to the masses as a bloody tyrant, and they just got one news cycle of play with the Twitter blue checks. Right now, we're seeing some chaos, but it does not necessarily play against Trump in the long term. Biden is trapped as he tries to nuance his unsteady carcass through the conflict between the Democrats. Defund the police means reform the police faction. And no, defund the police means defund the police faction. And all the while, Trump is out there going law and order. Do you think that actually helps the Democrats? No, it doesn't. Advantage Trump. He's winning it. And that gives us hope. This gives us a chance in the long run. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. During the last 2 years of the Obama administration, there were some unusual purchases that were being made that sort of puzzled a lot of us. Large quantities of ammunition were purchased, as were firearms, mostly for these obscure agencies with no real need for this kind of weaponry. Estimates are that over 1 billion rounds of ammunition were ordered, which resulted in making ammunition scarce for the normal civilian market, at least in the calibers that were ordered, which was 9mm, 5.56, maybe some others. Also significant, was his troublesome statement that he made during his campaign, which he said, "We cannot continue to rely only on our military. We've got to have a civilian security force just as powerful, just as strong, just as well funded. We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives we've set." What were those national security objectives? Surely he was not talking about arming the civilian population, as he wants to disarm us. So why would he want such a civilian security force? Could it have been that he realized that he couldn't use the U.S. military to enforce his social dysfunction for multiple reasons? Like the posse comitatus laws, and another was the simple fact that the military likely would refuse the order. But when he was doing this, he was arming agencies that were under his executive branch control. Like the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service spent $4.77 million purchasing shotguns, 7.62 millimeter caliber rifles, night vision goggles, propane cannons, liquid explosives, pyro supplies, buckshot, LP gas cannons, drones, remote control helicopters, thermal cameras, military waterproof thermal infrared scopes, and more. Recently, a lot of small businesses out there, you've been hearing a lot about the Small Business Administration, the SBA. The SBA loaded up their arsenals with Glocks. The fish folk spent approximately $410,000 on their Glocks and rifles and modified their Glocks and with silencers or suppressors, as they should be properly called. The Department of Health and Human Services was outfitted with sophisticated weaponry normally carried by special forces, which was then stored at an undisclosed location. Others include the Department of Energy, which got $50,000 worth of M16 fully automatic weapons. The General Services Administration, approximately $16,000 in shotguns and Glocks. The Bureau of Reclamations, approximately $697,000 for firearms and ammunition. The EPA, almost $70,000 for ammunition. The Smithsonian, $42,500 for ammunition. Social Security, $61,000 for ammunition. $426,268 on hollow point bullets, including orders from the Forest Service, the National Park Service, the Office of Inspector General, the Bureau of Fiscal Service, as well as the Drug Enforcement Administration, U.S. Marshals, and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The latter three for sure, but the Forest Service, National Park Service, and Inspector General's Office. The Bureau of Engraving and Printing. Approximately $100,000 in firearms. The U.S. Mint, $180,000 for ammo. The Bureau of Fiscal Services, $672,000 on ammunition and firearms. The Department of Agriculture, for all of those times that, you know, you're being inspected for your cornfields, in case they got to roll the D of A SWAT team, $1.1 million for weapons and ammo. Now, we're seeing groups, anarchist groups like the Antifa, BLM, and others that seem to be carrying some very nice pieces of equipment. Like Raz Simone. Raz Simone appears to be carrying what looks like to be a tricked out AR-15 or M16. Those are not that hard to come by now, don't get me wrong. It's not like he wouldn't know how to outfit one if it's a very simple thing to do. I mean, any YouTube video will show you the. And that's the thing about the platform. That's why people like it so much. It's like a Lego thing. And there are now several left-wing gun clubs, like the Socialist Rifle Association, the Huey P. Newton Gun Club, the Trigger Warning Queer and Trans Gun Club, and the John Brown Gun Club, with the last one asked to provide security around the Seattle area for protests and rallies. Now, as it has been shown, you know, we now know that Obama and Holder set up selling guns to the Mexican drug cartels in what is known as Fast and Furious. Maybe President Trump needs to order a detailed inventory and audit of these weapons and ammunition. And if anything is missing, the question needs to be, where is it? Also, has any of these weapons been used in any known crimes? Because of the way the news cycles work and the unfortunate attention spans of a lot of people, most have probably forgotten that statement and his subsequent unusual purchases for odd agencies. But the way it was all spread around and everything, this looks like, and it'd be a very simple thing to check. Now, Atlanta, Georgia. I love Atlanta, Georgia. It's the one of the closer big cities. It's neat when you live where I live to go into a big city without having to live into it, you know, live in it. Well, they had, and I'm, you know, I haven't, I'm not going to cover the Wendy's police incident that occurred there. But what they did was they moved so fast without any due process. I mean, the day after they fired the guys, and now they've charged them with a felony. The police officers, Garrett Rolfe, has been charged with murder. Now, if you look at the video, I'm almost certain he has met whatever his department, whatever their policy was for lethal force. And since they've done this, now all of a sudden the police in Atlanta are deserting. And, you know, in police zones 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, and amidst the police walkout and resignations, the dispatch radios are dead. They're saying, don't call us unless it's a severe tactical situation or a police officer needing assistance. In Atlanta, it's about to become the purge for real. It's not going to be without rule of law. It's going to be without anything. And this could be one of these benchmark moments where we look at this and say, this is what they wanted, isn't it? We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The head of the World Health Organization said the coronavirus pandemic is accelerating and that more than 150,000 cases were reported yesterday, the highest single-day number so far. In a briefing, WHO said nearly half of the newly reported cases were from the Americas, with significant numbers from South Asia and the Middle East. He said, we're in a new and dangerous phase, warning that restrictive measures are still needed to stop the pandemic. The warning came that the virus is still spreading fast and the toll would be especially great on refugees, more than 80% of whom lived in mostly developing nations. New York City's Phase 2 reopening has been approved for Monday. The phase allows New Yorkers to dine and drink outdoors at restaurants and bars, shop, get their hair trimmed and styled, and take children to playgrounds with all social distancing and face covering. Governor Andrew Cuomo said, "Today we've done a full 180 from worst to first. We are now controlling the virus better than any state in the country." This is USA Radio News. The Oklahoma Supreme Court has rejected an effort to require everyone attending President Donald Trump's rally in Tulsa to wear a face mask and maintain social distancing to guard against spreading the virus. The court ruled that the two local residents asking the thousands expected at the rally be required to take the precautions couldn't establish they have a clear legal right to that relief. Oklahoma has had a recent spike in coronavirus cases, but in a concurring opinion, the two justices noted the state plans to reopen the economy as permissive, suggestive, and discretionary. The capital of the USA is now moving to the second phase of reopening. D.C. officials say the anticipated spike in COVID-19 infections appears to have been successfully blunted by months of social restrictions. Playgrounds, libraries, gyms, and nail salons will now be able to reopen. Theaters, cinemas, and concert venues will remain closed. Indoor gatherings of up to 50 people will be allowed. The total number of confirmed coronavirus cases in D.C. now stands at almost 10,000, including 530 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Right now in Seattle, this crisis is out there is revealing gun control politicians are only interested in enforcing gun laws on the law-abiding. When it comes to actual criminal, they abandon their citizens. Like Raz, the warlord of the infamous Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, Chaz, or the recently renamed Capitol Hill Occupy protest, CHOP, when he was handing out AR-15s from his Tesla's trunk. Now, this is the same city and the same state that's crushing law-abiding gun owners with layers of gun control laws, and yet when the laws for which they voted for are blatantly violated, there are no repercussions. Seattle police confirmed a department-wide letter warned police not to respond to calls within the CHAZ unless there's a mass casualty, active shooter, or structural fires. A police spokesperson clarified police are responding to calls asking callers to meet them outside CHAZ barricades. Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best told CNN, Seattle's not under siege, and we are responding to every call in every area of the city. Admittedly, there are barricades that prevent us from going in as quickly and efficiently as we like to. We recognize that we have to make sure we protect everyone's safety in this situation. Now, if in any other place you would call this obstruction, putting up those barriers is an obstruction. And you can charge everybody there with obstruction for keeping you from doing your job, if you're actually, you know, executing your job. The gun control zealots in Washington, including Democratic Governor Jay Inslee and Democratic Mayor Jenny Durkin, have shown no interest in enforcing existing gun control laws. This is the case even after videos of activist Raz Simone, the hip-hop artist known as Raz the Warlord, was seen in a live stream video on YouTube handing out AR-15s from the trunk of his Tesla. This is a violation of Seattle's safe storage ordinance. In a video, a figure believed to be Simone asks somebody over there who's 18, know how to use a gun. And then he's later seen in the video carrying an AK-47 and a holstered handgun on his right leg. One young man raises his hand and responds, 18. Simone instructs him, take the clip out and put it back in. The 18-year-old, nobody's going to bleeping ask me why I'm walking around with an AR-15. Simone says, no, just come right back here, telling him to keep the barrel down. I got you, just don't say any names. Now, Seattle Police Assistant Chief Deanna Nolet told reporters that Washington is an open carry state, but it is illegal to use a firearm or other instruments with the purpose of intimidation. So if you're going to open carry, say, an AR-15 in Washington state, you have to figure out how to carry that out in the open in a non-threatening way and try not to intimidate anybody with the presence of that gun, which is very hard to do with any snowflakes around, which I'm sure Seattle is constantly fighting a blizzard of them. In Chaz, no arrests of gun-wielding or gun-distributing protesters have occurred. However, there are reports of people being extorted by people that are armed. But there are several other firearm violations happening there, The NSSF warned against passing the following laws, knowing they wouldn't contribute to public safety, and they warned that those laws would be selectively enforced, which would encumber local law-abiding citizens, while the gun control politicians would look the other way at the actual criminals. They were the first ones to pass universal background checks in 2014, requiring all transfers, like handing a gun to an 18-year-old outside of your trunk of your Tesla, requiring all transfers even between two private parties to be facilitated by a federal firearms licensee with a completed background check. Then they extended that by Referendum 1639, a law that required those background checks to include semi-automatic long guns and to be completed through the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, the Washington State Patrol Electronic Database, the Department of Social and Health Services Electronic Database, and other agencies or resources as appropriate. When Raz Simone handed the 18-year-old the AR-15, none of that happened. Apparently, that really is an autonomous one. Apparently, they're not bound by the law. The depth of Simone's background check was asking but not verifying if the bystander was 18. That's another state law broken because 1639 also only allows for those under 21 to possess semi-automatic long guns at their home or business on a range or going to and from lawful outdoor recreational activities. It also requires so-called assault rifles to be secured when transferring between parties. The video shows Simone handing the supposedly 18-year-old an AR-15 with a magazine inserted. He also immediately handed the AR-15 to the man, disregarding the Washington's required 10-day waiting period before any transfer of a semi-automatic firearm can be completed. And that's also part of the voter-approved 1639, as was the state's required training certificate to take possession of any so-called semi-automatic assault rifle. That training is intended to provide instruction on basic firearm safety rules, firearms in children, including secure gun storage and talking to children about gun safety, firearms and suicide prevention, secure gun storage to prevent unauthorized access and use, safe handling of firearms, and state and federal firearms laws, including prohibited firearms transfers. Now, so far, Governor Inslee, Mayor Durkin have seen no problem with illegal gun transfers brazenly being broadcasted from their city. All of these laws, by the way, were passed under the banner of a supposed gun crisis that Governor Inslee and the Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson bemoaned just 7 months ago. Back then, Inslee said, we should be making it harder for those who want to inflict mass violence and destruction upon innocent people. By limiting magazine capacity and banning assault weapons, we can work toward a day where no one in Washington state loses a friend or family to senseless gun violence. The Attorney General went further, calling for California-style background checks for the sale of ammunition, too. But when the protest turned to vigilantism, Mayor Durkan dismisses this gross violation of gun laws as a block party, as a summer of love. Governor Inslee, on television, when asked about Chaz, said that he wasn't even aware of the crisis until Donald Trump tweeted it. Now, this unfortunately verifies what we've known all along. Gun control laws are only followed by those who obey the law. And it's a reminder that criminals have no respect for the law. And neither do the politicians who write these laws. Now, if you remember earlier in the show, I was talking about how the left wants a kinetic action. They want combat. And Trump has not given it to them. Now, I want you to think about this. Doesn't that theory sort of play into what we're seeing here, where the politicians who joyfully would take guns any chance they could get, it's okay for Raz Simone to be passing them out of the trunk of his car and violating I don't know how many of them, four, five, or six, just in that one act. They want a civil war. They think they can have a civil war and control the civil war. It's a little bit like looking at Jurassic Park. You know, when Jeff Goldblum gets out there and makes his observations, they think they can control the violence. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at Front Sight.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
One more time before we kick this weekend off right. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We've got a spasm of political violence in play right now. And our history is one that has seen plenty of riots and a whole lot of disastrous effects of the madness of a crowd that you're not going to see in the actual history books. We've had plenty of moments that frayed the social fabric, if you will, like the elections of 1800, the tension between the North and the South in the decades before the Civil War, the violence of the Reconstruction era South, the big labor unrest that occurred in the late 1800s and 1930s, were all times where many of our American forefathers decided to mob up and try to destroy their enemies, or at least their property. In August of 1835, we saw a riot like this take place in Baltimore, where the Bank of Maryland, a venerable institution that had been around since 1790, suddenly failed. And because of the silence from the bank officials, It was debated, and a lot of conclusions were drawn based upon no information. And back then, of course, they passed around these pamphlets where they would put these theories out there. On August 6th, a really inflammatory pamphlet made it to the streets, and several hundred people gathered outside the homes of two of the bank directors, named Reverdy Johnson and John Glenn. And they smashed their windows. And the mayor, Jesse Honey, managed to disperse the crowd before any more damage was done. Friday came upon peacefully, but, there was rumors of unrest. And according to the Niles Weekly Register, we get the crowd is much larger Friday night than the preceding night, and more panes of glass were broken. They are addressed by the mayor and by General W. Jones of Washington, who happened to be in the city. They respectfully listened to, and then they dispersed around 11 o'clock. Once again, so far so good. A few broken windows, but a group of people still willing to listen to the voice of reason. Then, it was time for Friday night. And this time, when they came, first of all, the mayor put together a little armed group. And then the mobsters, they came out there, the mob people, they came at him with brickbats and stones, and they threw him at the shower, at the guardsmen a lot, like hail. And the guard would pick him up and throw him back at him. But they kept their posts. So they couldn't get to Reverdy Johnson's fine home. They were posted up in front of his house. So they went to John Glenn's house. And then they tore it apart. And then they burned everything out in front of it. Early that morning, several dozen of the armed citizens found some of the rioters on Charles Street. The rioters threw bricks and cobblestones, and the mayor's guard fired back. About 8 people were killed or seriously wounded. And the mob went crazy. So the mayor, trying to kowtow to the rioters, told the armed citizens that there was no need to defend Reverdy Johnson's home on Sunday. And they went to Reverdy Johnson's house and tore everything out of it and made a bonfire in front of it. And then once that happened, they started to tear the house apart brick by brick. While others moved on to the home of bank trustee John Morris and then to Jesse, the mayor's house. And once again, they pulled it apart and burned it, everything from the interior out in front of the house and tore it apart. From the Niles Weekly Register, it now appeared that the people were called upon to defend not only their property, but also their lives. And it was manifest that there was a general but gloomy resolution entertained to do both. Things had reverted to their original elements. There was no law, and a head was wanted to bring order out of confusion. So the mayor convened some people in front of something called the Merchant Exchange, and he resigned. And they overwhelmingly named 85-year-old retired General Samuel Smith to lead the city. Smith was one of the more respected members of the community, a former Continental and U.S. soldier, as well as a former mayor of Baltimore and a former U.S. senator from Maryland. And he told the assembled crowd that the time for resolving had passed away and the time for action was it had arrived. So around 3,000 citizens tooled up and mustered at the city hall, along with the fire companies, in case rioters decided to start any more bonfires that might lead to homes and or businesses burning. But that night, there were no riots. The Weekly Register said the streets were as quiet as the grave, except for the heavy tread of detachments of armed men to reconnoiter in different parts of the city. Peace was once again at hand. But there are two theories as to why the riots didn't continue on Monday evening. Was it because they had already burned themselves out in their orgy of destruction over the two previous evenings? Had the rioters sufficiently targeted the directors of the failed Bank of Maryland and didn't see any more need to riot? Or did the armed citizens stop rioters from assembling when they saw the overwhelming numbers against them and realizing that any more violence would likely lead to a loss of life on a big scale? What would have happened if these armed citizens had not assembled under General Smith and fanned out to protect the city? Would the streets still have been peaceful? Or would there have been more homes destroyed? Would the violence have escalated from property damage to pouring boiling tar on the bank directors? Or would the rioters have stayed in regardless, their energies spent? Maybe they thought the grievances had been met by the extrajudicial vengeance they'd drawn upon these guys. I suspect it was a combination of things. It was both the sheer number of armed citizens and the fact that the mob's violence had to, at that point, been focused almost exclusively on the bank directors. One hardware store was broken into, but the mob left after the owner pointed out he had nothing to do with the bank. I suspect this all played a role in the sudden end to the growing turmoil that was happening. If they had wanted, they certainly could have tried to return to Reverdy's Johnson's home, now empty, and burn it down, what was left of it, along with the homes of the other directors, but they decided against that. However, one thing that cannot be disputed is that the presence of thousands of armed citizens under the command of the city's most respected citizen would have been a major influence on their decision to stand down. The anti-bank rioters had decided not to arm themselves and take on their neighbors and avoided a full-scale battle of Baltimore with residents fighting each other in the streets. Calm reemerged, and eventually the story even had a happy ending for most. Creditors were eventually repaid, and Reverdy Johnson was able to rebuild his possessions and even his career, going on to serve as a U.S. Senator and the Attorney General. Now, the Baltimore bank riot may not bear much resemblance to our current, you know, what we have going on right now, but it still offers a window into a point of history where the local leaders were forced to answer questions about how much force to use to prevent unrest, the loss of property versus the loss of life, and an ineffectual response from the mayor and armed citizens who came together to protect a city besieged by unrest. And in that sense, we can at least hear some of those echoes of those riots and the public's response when we listen today to armed citizens talk about protecting their neighborhoods in Minneapolis. When we see Mayor Jacob Frey in Minneapolis being booed and jeered by a crowd of residents, and the sound of the fire as their third precinct building burned. In the end, it was solved locally. And you can look at that general and just imagine 28 million, 26 million, whatever it is. However many veterans that are out there that know how to organize people and everything, which is what would happen if something on a nationwide scale were to occur. That resolution that begins with the Second Amendment. Keep your eyes open and stay aware, and I'll talk to you next week. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.